You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'm about to buy chametz at Pesach. You get malchus for bagi rav bagi matz. And a lokum should bagi rav bagi matz. Okay, kana chametz for Pesach. So if you don't do an action, normally bagi rav bagi matz, there's no action. You have chametz. But if you kana chametz for Pesach, kana for Pesach. You get kana chametz for Pesach. Oh, chametzok, then she has bone mice. What does chametzok mean? He made it chametz with his actions. If you make chametz on Pesach, you get malchus because you did a mice. If you own chametz and you didn't do an action, what Pesach will be really? Nichabishus. You show out shnei lavim and you look at the mishloos. But mice are kamashah. So how many times you get malchus? By your own, by your mother says once malchus or twice malchus. It reminds me of Tosfos in Temura. Tosfos says, what do you get only 39? By your own, by your matzah.
Did they always go together? I mean, I wasn't after all
the stuff. Yeah, I know. The Gemara daf hey, the Gemara makes a lo yirav lo yimatzeh, but one place says b'chol gvulcha, one says b'teichem. Do you know, Rabbi Yisrael, you know it's a machlekes. I want to tell you something, it's a machlekes. It's in another shagas, not the one I brought tonight. It's a machlekes rishayim chayim. If you own chametz of Pesach and you put it out on the street, are you over? You have to be in your rishus. That gemara. Bebateichem, lo yirah, lo yimatzeh. Some rishonim hold it. You put the chametz in the street, you're still over by your yimatzeh. You know it's not in your rishus. You know it's a machlekes rishayim. That's surprising.
But is it hefker or is it not hefker?
Yeah, not Afghan, no. If you're Mafkira, that's according to Tosfos, Tashbisu,
meaning that's... No, but you can't be Mafkira on Pesach. It's too late.
It's too late. If you're Mafkira before Zmani Suro, so then you wouldn't be over. But if it's yours, you're over.
Okay. Why are you over if you're Mafkira?
No, if you're Mafkira, no. If it's mine,
I wasn't Mafkira before Pesach.
So I left it on
so
the street.
So the case is, Im ha'ilachom, it's chayma Pesach, but God Pesach, the Lord Biyaru, he's just telling you that he didn't burn it.
Right.
And then he found it.
It was in his house.
But he was already after it.
No, he was without bit.
He deliberately kept it.
You didn't do anything. You just have chametz and Pesach. You don't get malchus. You're over two laps. Well, for Hiksha, to open your mouth, that chametz, by your mouth, is a lava nitak laseh. Echlok alavi do your limotzeh. Psochem daf tzadihe. Bevor lehedya. The lave, the lo yiravle yimatzav, in lav anit aklasei, the tashbisa. It's a lav anit aklasei. It's open gemara. It's an open gemara. The tashbisa, since it's a lav of tashbisa. Even though I would say it's a lav shekodmo haseh. Right. Remarkus, because the haseh is before the lav, according to most, the shagasari, most achrayim, that hold his no. By your own by Yimatz Erev Pesach. I pointed out in the Daf and Daf Dal. Rashi holds it by your own by Yimatz Erev Pesach. Rashi, but it's a Das, I think he's a Das Yach, I think who holds that way, maybe not Yehuda holds that way. I look at it like a Shver Rashi. Rashi by your own by Yimatz Erev Shakasai assumes it's only on Pesach. Have you enough in Nicholas Saint Ashbiz of a Koshal Aram? I'm sure you call it Kosh Pesach. You have my son, like it. I saw lava nita klasei. You say, it's a lav shekodmo haseh. He's a bali rabbi yimotz, he says, I don't have Pesach. And tashbitzo is a lav shekodmo haseh. And I say, if tashbitzo is erev Pesach. The lav of bali rabbi yimotz is on Pesach. So this is the sugyan makas. It's a lav shekodmo haseh, lokan olav.
What about shechting
karm
Pesach? You have a lav of shechting karm Pesach.
That's true. That's a big sugya. Yeah, that's true.
So there's no tashbisa connected with that?
Well, I mean, we're going to have this sugya any day now. Yeah. Now we're going to take some shame. We're going to learn about the law. Right. That's going to have any day now about that. Vinirabas. So it's a classic Reb Chai. He says, Vinir goin Reb Kivega Hiksha. I mentioned this Reb Kivega on Tosfos. Kivega said on the tour, in the Daf Hayomi, I'll remind the oil of the Tosfos. The Agon Reb Kivega Hiksha Atur. Shekos with Rabbi Yehuda, the Chometz Mitzvah Sob Esreif. Kod Rabbi Yehuda, everyone knows the Machlokes. Machlokes Rishonim, out of Paschim. if ein bechametz el sreifa, or you can destroy it any which way. Shekosav yudah dechametz mitzasa b'sreifa. Afaro mutar. The Torah says if you hold ein bechametz el sreifa, so then afaro is mutar. Could then call him sreifim not from mutar. But rabbanon ashvusasim chol davar. But this is what the Torah says. Tosfos says this. I'll remind you of the Tosfos, second parak of Pshatim. Or Rabbanan Ashbisal Dovar Afer Osa Kedina Nikbarim. Yeah, it's what the Torah says. I'm going to show you a Tosfos Pshatim, says the saint. That according to Rabbi Yehudi, that in Bechazel Sreifa, you have to burn it, and then it's Chalem Srafim Afran Mata. But if you hold Hashbasas of the Chaldav, you can crumple it up. You can crumple up, throw it into the wind, or throw it into the river. Maybe crumple it up and throw it in the river. Throw it in the river. So then Afron is Asa.
But if you did Sreifa?
Good question. It doesn't matter. But there's no Chi of Sreifa.
But he did it anyway. So what
are you going to do? Why is calling Sreifa? So now look at Rabbi Kivay's Kasha. Should I show you the Tais first in Psachim? Tais in Psachim. See, remember the Gemara says, I remind you about the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara says that Pshita, the Gemara asks in the beginning of the second parak that you can't use chametz to heat up the oven. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, it's Asabana. Eli, I told you, Taisa Dafei, it's Mashmet Zol Midrabonan, Ein Shvach Eitzim Pass. That it's burnt up before the shadows. Does it burn up before it's bread? After it's bread, so Gemara says pshita, which bothered me. It's only drabbanon like Tyson Dafei. So Gemara says pshita lo yas patan grime. And for the Gemara, I'm reading Gemara Chafal, meaning in the second pair. Lo tzich la Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, domein birichal chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds a birichal chametz. El sreifa. Sakadat min hova amr b'yud mitzvasa b'sreifa. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds this mitzvasa b'sreifa, b'adi b'kar sarif le'gos ha'nimineh. So it's clear in the Gemara, like the Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, d'ein b'yuchem mitzvasa b'sreifa, so you think you can use it when you burn it. So Tosfos says on the spot, as I mentioned in the daf, that mishum Rabbi Yehuda, ein b'yuchem afaro mutar. If you hold Ein Bechametz El Afaro Mutar, so then you would think of Avalu Rabbanan. It's funny, like Reb Chaim quotes it from the Torah. B'Kivei Yesan the Torah. I said the Shadach of B'Kivei Yesan Taisis. Really, it's Muchim B'Gemar. It's Muchim B'Gemar, like the Torah, like Taisis.
It's a Shabbos daf.
What?
It's a Shabbos daf.
Oh, yes, it says. It's just his one thing, but it's from them. Yud Chaim, then it's Chaim was there.
Yeah, Shabbos daf. Clearly.
So he's trying to warm up the
I always say the statute of limitations is 50 blot. So we're still just in the statute of limitations. Yossi remembers for 50 blot. Statute of limitations.
He's trying to warm up the tanner while he's burning the chametz?
He's not while. He's using chametz to warm up the oven. When the chametz is still
mutter?
No.
When?
No. Bizman Yisur.
So it's already Pesach?
Yeah, it's Erev Pesach. It's Mani Sur. It's Asabana.
Right.
It's Asabana. And you're taking chametz and burning it to heat up the oven. So Mar says, of course it's Asar. So Mar says, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who would there be a sefer? El chametz. So when it becomes ashes, it's mutter. So you would think that even while you burn it, it's like it's becoming ashes. So while you burn it, it's mutter. So Taisa says, Avul Rabbanan, Dei Mitzvasa B'Sreifa, Havi Mina Nikbarim. It's the last mission in Tmur, Rabbi. Call it Nisravin, Elan Nisravin Nikbar, the last mission in Tmur. That means Pek Basta Tmur, Afar and Asa. Upshita Tupidadi Kastrafle Asalani Smina. So, Rabbi, I taina. Tais is not a big Kiddush, it's open in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'am, the same as Lir Rabbi Yehuda. So it's funny how, you know, Reb Chaim makes a tour, and Reb Kivege is on the tour. I say it's a Tosfos, and it's Muchach in the Gemara. You know what I'm telling you? It's clear in the Gemara, and I make myself understand. It's clear in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he holds Emir Chametz al Sreifa, so you would think that Kol HaNisrafim Afran Mutar. So you say, no. But according to Chachamim, it's Pshita, because it, since it's not Emir Chametz al Sreifa, you can get rid of it any of which way. So then.
No, the al Sreifa, you can get rid of it.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, that's where it says, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you have to burn in it, so you have to burn in it, the rule is in Tmura, Karnasraf Masva Mutta. But according to Rabbanan, it's Pshita, that the Afron is Asa. Like the Torah says. Torah says, to Rabbi Yehuda, it is the Torah. I'm just showing you what the Torah says is a taisvis, and it's muchach in the Gemara. So Reb Chaim is like, Reb Kveig is jumping on the Torah. I mean, I speak that taisvis, I was speaking at Reb Kveig yesterday on the taisvis. But it's, Reb Kveig, I didn't tell you Reb Kveig is kashi. You know what Reb Kveig is going to ask? An obvious question. He's going to ask Bishlam Kolanik Balyan. There's no mitzvah to be covered. You cover it so you shouldn't have enough from it. But it's a mitzvah to destroy it. And the, why is called Anisraf and Mafamutta? Why? Lama, Tyson Tamur. Kivega quotes, why is called Anisraf and Mafamutta? You know why? It's like Nasa Mitzvah. It's Nasa Mitzvah. Just like my Kutchin. Say Nasa Mitzvah, so it's Mutter. So Tyson Tamur says, called Anisraf and Mafamutta is once you make the Mitzvah of Sreifat. Fakrub Kivega. So if you hold Hashmas as a Bechol Baba, you also make the Mitzvah of destroying it. What's the difference? You have to destroy it this way or that way. But the same svar applies. Vik Shagun Rabbi Kivega, Vik Shalator.
Nigbaran is not necessarily destroyed.
What?
Nigbaran is not necessarily destroyed.
That's Nigbar, but Chametz. Chametz.
Yeah.
Chametz is not Nigbar, it's Ashbasasa, Bechalda. I'm going to learn a Chazanish, we'll see Rabbi Chaim, and we'll tie on Rabbi Chaim. So this is Rabbi Kivega, it's on the tour. I'm just saying, it's really an open Gemara. It's an open Taisa saying a Chiddush is explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lur Rabbi Yehuda. There's no other way of learning the Gemara. But to Rabbi Kivega, Kiresk on the Gemara. I'm just saying, what is he starting up with the Torah? He could start up with the Gemara. The Gemara makes this distinction of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. Frank Rabbi Kivega, look at the second paragraph. Ha'atur, Shekos, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz Masos, Misreifa, Afamutim, to call him Tzvat Afamutim. Uli Rabbanon is what the Torah writes. Rabbi Ashbaz Chodavar Afron Aser Kedinanik Barim, like Tosfos says in Pesachim, like the Torah writes. Vikshal Zegon Rabbi Kivega, Fred Rabbi Kivega on the Torah. The Mufima Shikasa Tosfos. Why is it Nisraf Mafamut? Yitzchak, you got another reason. Why is it Nisraf Mafamut? The Nisraf Mafamut Afron Aser Whom Yishum Nisraf Yikam Mitzvah Seifasim Lagami Nas Mitzvasa. Mashenke Nikbarim, that's how Tais explains in Tamura. Nikbarim, there's no mitzvah of Kvura, no mitzvah Nitar to bury it. That's Shum mitzvah Kvurasam. It's only Takal, you bury it, you don't want it around the house, so you shouldn't come to eat it. Rabbi Shetakal, the Nasa Mitzvahsam, in Kain Bechameitz, Frek Rabbi Kivegu, the Gamil Shesukal Dover, Halo Ika mitzvah de Tashbisa. It's a mitzvah to destroy it. It's a mitzvah. So it's either the mitzvah to burn it or destroy it any other way. And can't trust this to call Afram Mutar. Should be Afram Mutar, even if you hold like Rabbanan. That's a Bikivegas cat. Now I'm just saying that Bikivegas said in the Torah, you should leave the Torah alone. It's an open Gemara. The muck of the Torah is a Gemara in Pesach. There's no other way to learn Pesach in that Gemara. That's all the argument is. I'm just saying, what's a taisis? It's a taisis that's learning up the Gemara. The Gemara says, like Rabbi Yehuda, you would think that while you burn it, you can enjoy it. Because Afron is mutar. So you think that even while you're burning it, when you're heating up the oven with the chametz, it's burning up, you think it's mutar. But according to Chachamim, it's obvious that Afron is asar. Frank Rabbi Kivega, why it's nasa mitzvah, so whether it's burning it or shvas it chol dava. Zot Rabbi Chaim. This was your Shabbos daf, yes?
Yes.
Right.
It's easy to remember because a lot of the each parak started on Shabbos.
This is when he rests, he remembers. Like even though Shabbos, I give a lot of daf. I was so I had Matzah Shabbos. It was a very, very small item. This space Matzah Shabbos. See, the reason I don't say Matzah Shabbos is to give the Neil Chizuk.
We're together to share Matzah Shabbos.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's not a share.
So you don't come. There was terribly, terribly few people Matzah Shabbos. See, I don't give it. I'm Zoom Matzah Shabbos. I use the excuse because I give the Shia live Shabbos, so I have to say it twice. The Talmud knows that it's my biggest pleasure. I don't do it because I feel the Neil, he needs the chizuk. That's important for him to have. Oh, the mirror, the low dummy. So Reb Chaim says a big chiddush, and I'm going to talk, I'm going to show you chazanish, not so simple. Look what Reb Chaim says. The low dummy, mitzvah tashpisu, tashpisu b'chol davel, mitzvah sveifa. He's going to learn, Reb Chaim, that tashpisu, according to Chachamim, is an isser, and Kot Yom Yud, it's a mitzvah. Oh, you know, this is a giant step for mankind. He says, well, according to Reb Yudit, it's Tashbis is a mitzvah, I say it's a mitzvah. According to the Chachamin, Ashbasasa B'chol Dov, it's just an issa. It's not a mitzvah. So he says, B'nir, the answer of Yivegas Kash. The Lodomi a mitzvah shall Tashbisu, Ashbasasa B'chol Dov, the mitzvah is right. So Reb Chaim puts it very lumdish, you know, his usual, dresses it up with like deep lumdish, but Mani is tight, it's not such deep lumdish. The mitzvah says, Bishu b'sharash b'sasas. If you're only going to destroy it anyway, have a ika mitzvah, shir balim chametz. The make ika mitzvah is, I should have chametz. Shalo you the balim chametz. That's the ika mitzvah. Mashkein kenu mitzvahs abisrefa. Then it's having mitzvah shechayil ba'achevtze shalcha mitzvah. Reb Chaim can't resist it. Reb Chaim oy gavra chevtze. Reb Chaim says, if you hold that, it's a mitzvah to burn it, it's chal in the chevtze. Does that need explaining? Explain, I can't explain it.
It's something that will have a nasa mitzvah happen to it.
Well, you're saying, but he's driving it.
That's what he's driving.
Yeah. But he says, but you say he's going to say a big chiddush. There's a din sreifa, not on the gavra only, it's on the chetza. And he says, see, ulinya heted nas mitzvasa. Nas mitzvasa has to be a din on the chetza. See, later he's going to say something different. Like, I don't know if he changed his mind or he's. See, he starts off with this love this yitzchak. Din in the gavra or the chetza. Classic brisk. In other words, if you hold mitzvah, it's a din in the chetza. If you hold it, it's the din in the gav. That's all he says. That, in order to say matzis mitzvah, it's got to be a din in the chetza. Now, guys, this to me is like this dream world. How do you know burning is a din in the chetza, and destroying another way can also be a din in the chetza? Like, is there any logic to this? I would suggest to you that no. B'chilas Chloed, Rabbein Olchani. L'heted nas mitzvasu, dafkishet nas mitzvasu, achevtze, oz nita achevtze. It's poetic. If there's a din in the chevtze, then the chevtze is mutter. Hashbisas is b'chol davra means, I should be over by you and by your mutzah, so that's a din in the gavra. Look, Shabbat v'kimu mitzvah, d'rami Allah, ye nita b'zeh achevtze. That's Reb Chaim's lumdus. This is classic brisk. Classic bris. Now again, is this logic, Chaim, that if it's shreifa, it's a din in the chevtze. If I can destroy it any which way, then it's a din in the gavra. Maybe it's a din in the chevtze that has to be destroyed. Alkoch, shatim chalik hatorah. That's what we call domain shreifa. See, he's going to say a much bigger chiddush, Chaim. This is just his opening. This is the answer of Rabbi Kiveg's kash. He's going to answer the Torah song. First, he wants to answer Rabbi Kiveg's kash. To answer Rabbi Kiveg's kasha, he gives us this classic brisk achiluk. He says, if you hold it sreifa, so then it's a din in the chetze. If you hold it tash b'sasa b'chal davar, the mashda b'chal davar ka bayum ki mitzvah she'in lem chametz. I came lo hu ta'af. If you hold, you understand, he's saying, if it's tash b'sasa b'chal davar, You can get rid of it any way. That's good for me. I shouldn't be over by your own matzah. You know, the logic would be, if the Torah didn't care how you got rid of it, the point is, I shouldn't own chametz. The point is, if the Torah wanted a particular way, this is the logic, this briska, to make some sense out of it. Because if the Torah is makbid how to get rid of it, so you see the Torah wanted this chametz, something special to happen to this chametz. If the Torah didn't care how you get rid of it, so I should be over by your mom.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Well, money, see, it depends. You know, like, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. So called the Rakabankim is a shame.
If it's enough, then Sreifa and Kura have nothing to do with the Torah. What's it got to do with the Torah?
I'm sorry?
We're saying just the Rakabankim is enough. Thinking, what?
Are you Mekayim Chazmish Tots? Will you be Mekayim Tashbisu with Bittel? Rashi, yes. Rashi says Tashbisu means Bittel. Tashbisu and Tashbisu is Hekka. We'll talk about that more. We'll talk about that. But that's not, you know, Rabbi Chaim's point is to the Hemfa, the Tur, Tosfos, the Gemara. Why only like Rabbi Yehuda, you would think that the Efer is mutter because it's a din in the Cheft. But if it's Hashmisas B'chadar, it's more logical to say just a din in the Gavra. And you don't say Nas Mitzvah, so if the din is in the Gavra. Classic bris. I'll call it Efer. Hashem Mitzvah, so it's Efer, to be a Cheftza, the Nas Mitzvah, so the Efer mutter. Now, if Chaim's going to say, awesome Chiddush. Another chiddush. Ufiyuz Arab Yushan, 8 days of the Adam. The Lokan Allah be Lair Bay Matzah. Rama makes sense that it's a lot of the Allah Vanita class said. Vatambo Choshev Adnigla say. Tzach Loimar, should the Sfile, Tachtash Biso, Ikrohu Iser Asay. Now it's a different nigger. It's not a din in the chetz, din gavra. It's an isra asay. It's not a mitzvah at all. See, he's taking another giant step, yes. He's saying now, you see the hachtash be so ikro, who isra asay, shelo chametz. It's an isra, I can't have chametz. I'll become a kol dvar masur, ma'asay velos, la'vi nitmasay. It's an asay that I can't have chametz. Now, he didn't say that before. Before he made a distinction if it's the Gavra or the Chavtza. Now he's taking a giant step, Rabbi Chaim, and saying if it's Hashbisas v'chaldav, it's not even a mitzvah. It's not even a mitzvah. It's an Isser Aseh. He just converted. I mean, I don't want to call it cheating, Chas v'shalom, but he's using his teretz for him, for Rabbi Kivega's Gasha. And he's saying this is in the Chavtza, it's in the Gavra. So one more point. If it's in the Gavra, it's not even a mitzvah. It's not even a mitzvah. We think it's a machloikas, a mitzvah of tashbisu, to destroy it by burning it or destroying any which way. So, no. If you hold tashbisu with dover, it's not a mitzvah, just an issa. So the name of tashbisu is b'chol dover. B'chol dover. Tashbisu b'chol dover. Ikakrod, the trees shall you let him chametz. The Ika Pasuk is that you shouldn't have chametz. Ashkenim the mitzvahs of Yisrafa. If you hold mitzvahs of Yisrafa, then it's a mitzvah. In Kenya, have a mitzvah, and that's his beguf achefetz. Now he goes back. He's still going with the chefetzah. I don't think he needs chefetzah and gavra anymore. You know, now you see that he's changing, and he's saying, well, one is a nis and one is a mitzvah. So he says, If Hashem name is it says b'sreifa like Rabbi Yehuda, in kevin mitzvah nas b'guf achavetz. But pshita b'in mikla say it's a mitzvah. It's a lav anitra say it's a mitzvah say. But sreifa is no such dama. Now he says so. Now it's Rav Chaim feels a little guilty. He's saying according to Rabbanan, tashbis is an isra. It's not a mitzvah. If it's ashmisasa b'chol davar, it's just an isra. But if it's a mitzvah, it's straight for then it's a mitzvah. Then he says, well, may you say it's also an issa. I feel the name of the Gavra Dide. Even the Kotei of Yehuda, it's also an issa. The Chachal Tashbis is Surah of Mechavitz. There's an issa Tashbis is saying it's a mitzvah and an issa. But the Chivra Sreifah and Shamiz, that means it's a sake, Shaifah, Matunin Sreifah. It's a mitzvah, it's a sake to burn it. became in the Gamzen Chodakra. When it says Tashbisu, it meant A and Issa you can't have chametz, and B a mitzvah to burn it. So that's his answer to Rambam. The Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam paskins like Chachamim. In other words, it's so. Always know the Rav Chaim that Mara says it's Lavanita Glase. If Yodei Bircham and Chametz, then that piece is Lavanita Glase. But if you hold Ashbisas B'chol Dover, it's just an Isser. If it's just an Isser, so that's why Rambam says you get Malkus. The Sugyas Agmar Psachim, the Tzadi Yeshevenu, Hokai Malib, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kmavur B'sugyusha. Rav Chaim says, the Sugyas Agmar B'psachim, Sherenu Hokai Malib, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kmavur B'sugyusha. Rav Shach says, I don't know what he's talking about. This is what my son-in-law, Yossi, answered Rav Shach's question. Rav Chaim says this line is, Hokai, Hasugya, Digmar B'sachem Dav Tzadiyeh, Hokai Ma'alim Rav Yehuda, Kamavur B'sugya Shem. So Rav Shach said, I don't know what he's talking about. It's not Mavur at all that in the Sun. It's not Mavur at all. Rav Chaim says, the Sugya Sagmara, Hokai Ma'alim Rav Yehuda, Kamavur B'sugya Shem. So Rav Shach, and the piece on this, he says, I don't know what Rav Chaim is talking about. My son-in-law figured it out. When Rav Shach was 100 years old, he went to Rav Shach to explain it to him. Rav Shach was not, he was too old. Couldn't think of the trying to explain to Rav Shach, answer his cash. And Rav Shach, as he got to Rav Shach, when he was ready, he was too old. He couldn't explain it. Couldn't. So this is what Rav Chaim said. You got it, yes? Rabbi Yehuda still mitzvahs mitzvayfa shita benita laasei. Kukav yuza mitzvah. Lava nita laaseim lokim. Mashiach and a Rambam, the Rambam paskins like Chacham. Hashbisas v'chol dover. So it's just an iser. It's not a lava nita laasei. Pes melech melech chesed hashbis v'chol dover. King lekabal tashvivak iser asei lachot. It's only an iser. Shal yelum chamet. If get shapas lava nita laasei v'lokim of king v'chmash nisbah.
So what was the answer to her son's question?
Okay.
What did your son-in-law say?
My son-in-law said like this, Motcha. He just called today.
Right, that's the answer.
Yeah. Adam Golden.
Motcha.
I have two son-in-laws, Motcha. Motcha Ben Izri, the oldest, and Motcha Kamenetsky is my youngest. I say, me Motcha la Motcha lo kam ke Motcha. My oldest son-in-law is Motcha, my Talmud. Motcha Kamenetsky is also a good boy, even though he's in business today, but he's still a good boy.
So what's Rabbi Ben Izvi holding at this point? Has a big position? Ben Izvi has a big position, Rabbi?
He's a shel meshiv in the mir, and he gives a shiur by Fisher in Matityahu. Okay. A place called Fisher's. He's a Tom, he's a son-in-law of Shmuel, the guitar player, Shmuel. Shmelki Brazil. So he gives a shiur by Shmelki. My other son is my Shmelki. My Motcha gives a shomesh in the mirror, second say, the first say, he gives a shiur in Matityahu. So he said like this. So, I don't know if he's totally right, but I guess Rav Chaim meant that. See, but right before this braisa on Sadi Hey, the Gemara is Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara brings a braisa, and it says, "Kachochuksa Pesach Yasod." The Mishnah is talking about Sadi Hey Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Difference: Pesach Rishon you can't have chametz. Pesach Sheni you'll not have chametz. It's the Mishnah, the end of Pesachim. We'll be there in another month or so. Sadi Hey Pesach. Ma'aviv Pesach Rishon Sheni. So the Gemara says, "Kochel Pesach liyasa." The mitzvah sheba gofa. That the Gemara says. The Gemara is rabbanon. One says, "Etzem sheifu amoch etzerim bo." You etzem lo sishpro bo. Even though there's moch, your favorite marrow in the bones, you can't break the bones. You can't even break the bones for the marrow. Rabbanan, who say Darshan Yasu. He's the only Yasu, so mitzvah shebeguf. Only mitzvah shebeguf. So they argue. So what do they do with Yasu? So, Bilashin Shochim is a Pesach al Yachim. They learn this Pesach, Fein Shochim is a Pesach al Yachim. Come there, Shochim Madrinan, that, you know, it's a Shad in Pesachim, you'll have later. If you can have only no partners. If you make up one Pesach, so Machlok's Tanoim. So Gemara says, Rabbonon, Bilashin Shochim by Pesach al Yachim. Now that happens to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's a Rabbi Chaim man. He meant the Sugim Pesachim is going to Rabbi Yehuda because it says, Ein Shochnim Sa Pesach Ala Yachid, and that's Machlech Shtanam, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So he meant the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda. In that other, in another Sugim. The problem I have with that, it's a different Bryce, it's not even the same Bryce.
Can family be considered partners?
What?
Can family be considered partners?
Yeah.
The wife, the
kids? Yeah, but the guy's alone, he's a compass, he has no partners. Well, wife, that's a shy with Moshin. We'll have those sugyas. That's big sugyas. If women count, if you know, nashim, big machlokes about that. Now I want to show you Chazanish. See, Rab Chaim assumes something which is very debatable. Chazanish doesn't hold that way. If you skip the Shagasai, you go straight to the page 4, the last page of your folder. Chazanish, so let me ask you this question. Reb Chaim seems to be saying that as long as you take the chum, you're not over by your own by your mother. So tashbisu means you do something, you don't have to be, that shouldn't be over by your own by your mother. Let's say you don't destroy it at all. Let's say you don't destroy it. Let's say the Shagasai speaks, the quote as we showed him, I take it out of my house, not destroying it. If I just take it out of my house. Is that a kim of tashbisa? See, Reb Chaim says, according to Rabbanon, the whole it's a tashbisa. It's an iser, it's not a mitzvah, yod hashbasa b'chal davar, just that it shouldn't be over. Remember Reb Chaim's lashon? Reb Chaim's lashon was, called the mitzvah, b'shari hashbasas, ve'ika mitzvah, shilabayim chametz. So I'm going to show you that Chazanish doesn't hold this way. Abishai Gesaria on this also. In other words, I mean, I could bring you a raya that this is right. I could bring you with a raya that he is right. I have a raya that he's right, maybe. So let's look at the Chazanish. Last page. Chazanish is the fourth page. I skipped the Shagasai. Abishai Gesaria, the treat of Oilam too. It's 2 pages of Shagasai, small, you know, a little Shagasai. So, look at the first paragraph on the page, on the Chazanish page, Vishamina. First paragraph, you see it? Vishamina Mikan. Afilu l'rabbonon dam b'yashpitzos b'chol davar b'kom achar shenichnas ha-pesach, that means yichai b'tashpiso, nischai b'bir ha-chomitz min ha-oilam losag yotzos chomitz me'averis b'agirah. Clear in Chazanish. It's not enough hashpitzos b'chol davar that you shouldn't be over by your own, by your matzah. You have to do tashpiso. Now, what's his suffix, the Chazanish? I don't know if I understood this. The Yesh Lestapek, Nechiyuva Mishum Pesach, Mishum Bir Yisr Anah. I mean, as I do with Pesach, just, you know, certain Yisr Anah, you have to burn. Chametz, you know, they have the mitzvah Mishnah Tmura, Minan Nesravim, Minan Nekvarim. So he wants to know, is this Hashbisas B'chal Davar, just a din in Pesach that you have to destroy it, or B'chlav? Yisr Anah, you have to destroy. Vizah Nolar Abshimim La'achar Shesh. Since I know Shim Lakashes, Rabbi Yosef Glili with Pesach. Could Rabbi Yosef Glili? Tarasabanoi, remember? Remember Rabbi Yosef Glili? Yes. He holds Chametz in Pesach as Mutabanoi. Sagi Bashloch Liyam below Pirur. Just throw it in the Yam. You didn't destroy it. Obit Nananach, you give it to a guy. How you say it's not yours, you can't give it to a guy. Not if it's Mutabanoi. We'll go to Rav Shimon Erev Pesach. Tosfos says it's Mutav Hanoah. Limba Malkam Hefka, Limba Malkam Hefka, put it on the street. Rush Kasav, Rush writes, the Rav Shimon, we had the times we discussed Rav Shimon Erev Pesach. Kot Rav Shimon is the three sheetahs. Kot Rav Shimon Erev Pesach. There's no Issa. Is it Mutav Hanoah? It's not Mutav Achila. Erev Pesach. It's Chametz. Times is all the Kot Rav Shimon. It's Mutav Hanoah till Pesach. Rav Shimon Mochel Anochri Achar Shek. Mevua de Beer Min Olam Umidin Beer Yisrei Hanoah. So this was my ride. So is this a ride to Reb Chaim? This looks like a ride to Reb Chaim. That according to Chachamim, if you just do something that it's not yours, see, when we do Tashbisu before Zmanitzu, Hefker or Rashi, it's before Zmanitzu, Bittel. Can't do bittul if it's Mani Surah. But you can't do Hefka. But if it's after this Mani Issa, or Kotab Yosef Lidu and Pesach, you can do bittul. So Gemara says, when you find it, do bittul. Ad is Achiv Tash Bisu. The Gemara says, maybe you'll find it Achiv Mani Surah. You'll do bittul. Good? The Gemara asks, so Gemara says, you can't do bittul. The Gemara Davah. The Gemara says, well, you can't do bittul if it's Mani Surah. If you could do bittul, you'd just be able to do bittul. Ad is Achiv to destroy it. So you see here, Chazanish brings a beautiful raya, that there's really no issa to destroy it.
How do you destroy it if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos?
So Kotav Yehuda, that's where I mind that, hey, Kotav Yehuda, but Kotav Yehuda, Tashbisu can't even be on Yontif. Mark says, Tashbisu, that one of the rayas that Tashbisu means Erev Yontif. It would be Yontif, you're not allowed to make a fire on Yontif. So that's one of the rayas that Tashbisu is Erev Yontif. Forget about Shabbat. Of course, you can't burn it on Shabbat. You can't even burn it on Yontif. So what's the Chazon Ish proving? That from this rush, beautiful raya, that according to the Rav Shimon, he can sell, so you don't have to destroy it from the world. So that sounds like Rav Chaim, yes. Sounds like Rav Chaim. Sounds like Rav Chaim. So, in other words, he starts off the Chazon Ish. It's not enough to save you from being Baal Yerub Beilach. You have to destroy it from the world. But then he brings a ride from the rush. That's enough if you just get it out of your rishus. Now, this is no raya, that there's a different essence if Tashbis is a mitzvah or an issa. That's another. See, the Rav Chaim has two parts to it. He's saying, which the first part to me is mulad. And this, and the arrived from the rush, it arrives from Gemara's that even after Zmani Surah, you don't have to destroy it. You can just sell it to a guy. Or do bittul. Gemara says you can't do bittul. If you could, many Achrayim Baal Paiskim, Kotav Yosef Lidu, you could still do bittul. So that's all you have to do. Why you didn't do Tashbisu, you didn't destroy it. Tashbisasa b'chol davar. You didn't destroy it, you just did bittul. The Teretz is like what Chaim says, according to Chachamim, the whole Ashbisas Moldov is that it shouldn't be yours. So one way to make it not yours is crushing it up and throwing it to the wind. It's not mine anymore. But it's not a mitzvah say to destroy it. It's a mitzvah on the gav. You know, he's misupit, the Chazish is two interesting shayos. Look at the second column, the end of the second column, I'll just see with you two more Chazishes, and that's it. But no, Bishun Kosta, the second half of the second column. Famous note of Yehud. So a guy died Erev Pesach, and he left $100,000 of liquor to his kids. Is it also about Noah? Because it's Mace Balchamitz Be Pesach. Not Erev Pesach, even on Pesach. That is an amazing chiddush. Hachametz mutter. I, the father, before he died, he was up. The Ika Knas, there's a Knas, you know, they made a Knas. You know, tell me the old Yossi, I didn't remember this. I studied Nadavi many times. The Nadavi holds the Knas is only after Pesach. They made the Knas the last moment of Pesach. So if you die during Pesach, so the kids, the Nadavi of the Kidon Yashi, Tzarechim from the Ran in the Dar, my yes, the Mashiach from the Ran in the Dar. The Nadavi of the Sin Sal, you don't Yashi Yisroyana. It's an open round in the Dharam that you do Yashin Yisroyana. Could it be Yerushan Yisroyana something that's us by now? Can you Yashin it? Can be Konit? So Yitzhak says no. Well, I have a Rab, or Yatavas, I have a Bafur Sharad that you could Yashin Yisroyana. But look what he said. So, Achomitz Mutu Dika Knas, Matsyat, Chemshim Esa Shabba Knas! You can't cancel the guy, he's dead. He learns the Knas is only after the end of Pesach. The Yoshim Lo Yoshu Yisroyana! Which I claim is question. I could show you around. You remember that rhyme? That Yerushim, you can have Yerushim by Israel.
Is there
another Yisrael like Chometz? Every Yisrael, Orla, Klai, anything that's Azubana.
But if you have it in your house, you're not over anything by having it in your house.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Chometz is unusual. Chometz is the only thing that you're over when you just call it.
That's why you have to be a little bit more possible that you should be able to yashin because you don't want
to.
Don't be mezakami with something that I don't want.
Yerusha, you can't stop it. You're saying.
May Allah have enough from Chomet Sha'avar Alam Sha'avar.
Well, Kotav Yudim don't write Sunat, Kotav us, it's a Knas. Kotav Shem, we paskin, Midrabon, and it's a Knas. Mishut, because you have by your Rabbi, you see the next Kaznation, nice Shahi. Ayoshua Yoshe Nesna, Lo Shachat, and Fast. The Gamza Long Nere. They don't hear him. He dings on the Noi B'Yehuda. That's the Chazanish. Elokim and Shosha Achas B'Chayim. It's a Chometz Nesach, a Chometz Achas Pesach B'Din Knas. Much more logical, right? Chazanish says, they didn't make the Knas at the end of Pesach. If you're alive 1 hour into Pesach, they make the Knas. That's, he argues, B'char logically, strongly, on the Noi B'Yehuda, without a riot. So where did Nodim Yudah get this? That they only made the Knas after Pesach. If you owned it when Pesach went away. You owned it the first 3 days of Pesach. You know what his next shayla is? Let's see at Pesach, Chometz Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Yudah, put up Shim in Tais Rishonim al Chometz is Mut Erev Pesach. Put the Balamar, you can even eat it. Erev Pesach. That many Paiskim Paskim, like Rabbi Yudah, Erev Pesach. Like Rabbi Shimon after Pesach. Like Rabbi Yehuda Shagasari brings a big pilpul about that, why they split the ticket. So the Yeshua stop. Let's as an initial study tonight. Yeshua stop. He bemeis achachatzos. He didn't live till Pesach. He died erev Pesach. My grandmother, Leah Shalom, died erev Pesach, but the night of Bnei Chametz. But let's say a person died 12 hours after my Bobby, Leah Shalom, died erev Pesach in the afternoon. Vava say the Tashbisu. He didn't do bittel, he didn't do bedeka, did nothing, and he died in the afternoon in a place. And Yesh was a knas. Uvesvara im chalpin isasei lisalav. They made a knas if you have a bayur and bayur matzah. So if you have a tashbisu, see, Erev Pesach, there's an issa of tashbisu, you have a chiv to get rid of it. You know what's fascinating, Rabbi Yosef? I want to tell you something fascinating. It's a little remiss to Rav Chaim. That and the Chaznish is ma'ayra this. Ha'omnom, look what he says. L'rab Shimin, en obasei d'chochatzi yom zmanu, l'kaim mitzaseh. According to Rab Shimin, you have all day, Taisa says, you could, according to Rab Shimin, Sanas Manor, Rav Pesach, you can do Tashbisu all day. K'vobi Taisa's chochatzim in Be'ez. V'kei l'shach knas. But according to Rab Yehuda, that it's Asabanah, so Tashbisu is Chal, you have to do it by noon. You have to get rid of it by noon. If you don't get rid of it, till midnight afternoon, you're over Tashbisu. See, this is, so it's almost like Rav Chaim. At least you see there's a difference in the Tashbisu between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda.
You're 9, you have no
kid. 9, the kids. kids have no mitzvahs. The guy died, the kids. He just says there's no Yerusha, they don't Yashin. If they Yashin, they won't have the mitzvahs, they're an Einin. Even if it's an Issa, an Einin has an Issa. An Einin doesn't have mitzvahs, but he can't do Isurim. If Tashbis is an Issa, but of course, so if you pass out the Rambam, that is accessible to the Chodom, Chaim holds it's an Issa. Depends if Tashbis is a mitzvah or an Issa, but you're saying Chaim.
To Yashin something, they have to do a Kenyan?
No.
Or it's automatic.
Automatic. Imkin was Shach Knasa. And one dasa Rambam Rosh Hashanah was named Manu Krab Yehudi. Rishonim, split the ticket. After Pesach Yitzchak, we pass in as a knas like of Shin. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a pasuk. Chametz before Pesach, chametz after Pesach, zos midorais. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Tashmishu just means the 6 hours from noon till the night, it's a mitzvah to get rid of it, but there's no rush. Do it all afternoon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I pass the blood of this Rabbi Yehuda, ikasei b'chol rebbe. This is, see, it comes out of chiluk between Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. If Tashpisu is just a mitzvah I have to do, and I have to get rid of it by the night. I have to do Tashpisu. But I can do it all, but I'm not over if I have it for an hour or 2 hours. You know, I found my kasha in the Shagas Ayin. I ask you kasha in the taf. And I found it preparing shir today in the Shagas Ayin. You know what that kasha is? Remember we had the case of the chala. You have the case of the hoyel, the chala, the menvav, that beautiful sugya of hoyel, where the machlokes in the Mishnah, if what you do, if the stuff goes tamei, and case of mafrish and chala betuma, if you mafrish the chala, so then you can't bake tamei dika. If you're not mafrish it, I say, can you bake it? So you can't bake it because it's tamei. You can't bake it. That was the dilemma, right? So I asked, according to Taisus, you see, Masha Mastavari, you're not over. Why don't you just keep it around? I say, Hoyel, it's yours, but I'm holding it to burn it. Taisus, Masha, do Shag Sarius, that guy. Remember, I asked that Gemara? I asked from Taisus. I found the Kasha today in the Shag Sarius.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.